Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to say hello to Sam Panionovich. Hey, Sam, how are you today? You're on WGN, sponsored by PointsBet. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great, King John. My ears were burning, though, a little bit yesterday. You know, a little birdie, a.k.a. my father, on his way back from Springfield to Chicago, says you guys, you and Ennett, were talking about a Cubs-White Sox World Series, huh?
Yeah, that was our news click at WGNradio.com. How likely is it that the two teams will see each other at the end of the year? 2% of our listeners said very likely, and then everybody else fell underneath that. 31% said kind of likely, 42% said not likely, 25% said no way. Where are you on that continuum?
I wouldn't say no way. I also wouldn't say very likely. Luckily for you, you know me, I made a call to the boys at PointsBet. We can bet this now at PointsBet. A White Sox-Cubs World Series, 100-1.
100-1?
Yeah, 10 wins 1,000, 100 wins 10,000. They put this up just for your listeners.
Wait, when did that go up?
This morning.
Are you kidding me?
This is the power we wield, King John. Yeah, if you go to PointsBet, you go to their MLB Futures tab, there's a red line World Series prop. White Sox and Cubs meeting in the Fall Classic is 100-1. And at that number,
I like that.
Look, I don't think it's going to happen. But at 100-1, it's like, I could throw $20 on that.
Sam, they are, if the World Series was next, if the playoffs started next week, how likely do you think it is that the Cubs and the White Sox would be in the World Series?
Well, the numbers say it's 100-1, so no, it's very, very little chance. But no. If you look at, you know, the Sox being in first place, the Cubs being in first place.
Well, you're answering a different question then. I'm not asking you what is it like in October, 5 months from now. I'm saying if the playoffs started tomorrow, as hot as these two teams are and as good as the White Sox are, what would you think then? I'll bet it wouldn't be 100-1. I'll bet it'd be...
I follow you now. So if the season ended today, playoffs started in a couple days, the number would probably be about 40-1.
Really? That bad?
I think you cut it by, 50% or more. I mean, you have to remember, the Cubs are the hottest team in baseball right now. They're 9-1 in their last 10. People bet and they react to what they've last seen. And who's been better the last 10 games than the Chicago Cubs? I do think, though, you know, we talked about this last week when I was sitting in the studio with you. I still think the bookmakers are bullish that this will eventually bottom out.
Yeah.
Because the Cubbies are still on the three line as far as the NL Central goes. You know, the Cardinals are favored, then the Brewers, then the Cubs. But in the moment, in a vacuum, yes, I would say if the playoffs started next week, it wouldn't be 100-1. I agree with you.
Well, that's why I'm reacting that way. And so I'm thinking, I'm imagining that they can continue this. So for 100-1, yeah, I'll lose $20 on that. And win 2,000, yeah, I'll take that right now. Are you kidding me? I may do that.
And it could be more profitable. You and Brenda go to a movie, you spend $50, you don't get that $50 back, right? I mean, if for $20 or $50, you get entertained for about 4 months.
That's the idea.
If it happens, it's a house payment.
Well, are you taking back all the bad things you said about the Cubs at the beginning of the season then?
Did somebody text that, or are you asking that?
That's a question from the host, John Williams.
I take back nothing, first of all. I still think it's a little smoke and mirrors. I will applaud their bullpen, though, and I will fight anybody that says that they thought that the Cubs would have the second-best bullpen in the majors right now, mostly compiled of guys that we've never heard of. Their bullpen has been outstanding. 2.64 ERA, and Chris Bryant has been playing like an MVP. He has been sensational this year.
Yeah.
Rizzo, you know, same old Rizzo, same old thing. Contreras has been good. Baez has been up and down. But the pitching has really been surprising. I still don't think they win the division. I still don't think they win the World Series. But we can accept that they are better than people believed. I did not for any second think they were going to be 32-23 on June 3rd. I did not see that coming.
Tell me what you're thinking about the White Sox these days.
Well, they're still massive favorites to win the division. And you look at the board tonight at PointsBet, they're a minus 200 favorite against the Tigers. What I've noticed with them is that they beat the teams they're supposed to beat for the most part. And that's why they sit atop the AL Central. Now, it's a little different with the White Sox as opposed to the Cubs. Cubs are in first, but they still have the third best odds to win the division. White Sox are in first, but they are a $4 favorite to win the Central. So you have to lay four to win one. You told me 2 weeks ago you weren't going to lay three to win one. Now it's four to win one. And remember, opening day, the Sox were like minus 130. So the price on them to win the division has gone from 130 to win 100 to now 400 to win 100. So the bookmakers are saying they are winning the division, and they are going to be one of the top contenders. They're actually right now, they're the favorite to win the pennant at PointsBet at 3-1.
Last week we talked a little bit about, we didn't talk about it last week, but I do want to bring it up this week. The compromise legislation in Illinois is to allow betting on colleges while in Illinois, as long as you don't bet on a player, but you can bet on a team, and as long as you do at a venue, but not on your device. What do you make of that?
It makes me laugh how they continue to just mess this up. Why in person only? I wonder who benefits from this. You know, this is, at the end of the day, DraftKings and FanDuel make a lot of money and take a lot of bets inside Illinois. And there are some heavy hitters that work at certain casinos that would like to bring more money into their doors. So if I want to bet at DraftKings or FanDuel, I have to drive now to East St. Louis or Collinsville, beautiful Collinsville, Illinois, to bet on the Illini. I have to drive 3 or 4 hours if I live in Chicago. So I just don't understand why that makes sense. I can bet on Northwestern. I can bet on Illinois, DePaul, Loyola, but I have to do it at a casino and not on the app?
But aren't they?
That doesn't make sense.
But they are going to allow, if they apply for a license and get approved, you could do it at the United Center. There will be venues in the city as well, right?
There will be, but as currently constructed, this benefits a couple different sports.
I get your point. And it does seem to be not with the times. Folks live on their devices. If you're going to legalize gambling. Why make it so difficult for people, right?
And I don't know what the difference is between you rolling out of your bed, putting your slippers on, and betting on Illinois in your living room or your couch or whatever, or you driving to, you know, Rivers Casino or driving to PointsBet or whatever. I don't understand the difference. Like, I still don't understand why we have all this red tape.
Yeah.
It's strange to me. And I saw this number, Legal Sports Report put this together. The Illinois sports bettors wagered a combined $175 million on March Madness, okay? If we were able in Illinois to bet on the four games that had Illinois or Loyola, the number would have been $250 million. So that is $75 million potentially that the state couldn't take money out of because we couldn't bet on those two teams in four games.
And your argument is that the state would have been able to tax those bets or those winnings as well, right?
Yeah, state takes 10%. What's 10% of $75 million? That's a lot of bread.
Big bet of the week from Sam is what?
We just saw this come across. Somebody made a $40,000 wager on the Milwaukee Bucks to win the NBA title, plus 550. So $40,000 to win $220,000. Can you confirm or deny this was you?
Is that a good bet? Do you like that one?
I actually don't mind the bet. Everybody's talking about the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. I think the Bucks can easily go to the championship. And the best part about a bet like that, if they go to the championship, you can hedge, you can bet the other side, you can sell the ticket. I don't hate that. I mean, I'm not going to bet $40,000 on anything, let alone an NBA championship bet. But yeah, I don't hate it. That's for sure.
All right, Sam, we're out of time. Do what you got to do. And thanks for joining us here on WGN.